we're back. Sunday Morning Live, Houston's only R&B station. Boy, can you imagine? It's been 37 years now. Magic 102's been kicking it, serving the community, doing what I think has been some good work. And, gosh, we're going to keep on doing another 37. 1039, good morning, Max Edison. Welcome to Sunday Morning Live on Magic 102.1.
Good morning, J. Thomas Smith and Val Wilson, Eugene, and the whole Sunday Morning Live crew. How is everyone?
Fantastic, sir.
Good, yeah. Man.
Our phone number is 713-390-5102 in Canada. I know you've got some burning questions you'd like to ask Max. The Rockets.
It was a great season, man. It was a great season, and the inevitable happened. I don't think many people expected the series to go six games. Very few people expected the Rockets to win a game on the road in Oklahoma City. But inevitably, Friday night, the season came to an end, losing to OKC, the finalists from the finals in the NBA Finals last year. Really just almost ran out of personnel. A key contributor, Carlos Delfino, broke his foot in game number five. He was unavailable to come off the bench. Some people said Jeremy Lin's injury and trying to force him into the game Friday night instead of Aaron Brooks played a contributing part. But inevitably, the best team won. Oklahoma City's an outstanding team, even without Russell Westbrook, their all-star point guard. And I think basketball fans, NBA fans of the Houston franchise have something to be excited about. The advent of James Harden and the continued improved play of Chandler Parsons. We've got a real good group. A great nucleus to build around, and hopefully we can add another piece. Perhaps that piece is Dwight Howard. If you know Dwight, call him and tell him he should be here instead of being with the Lakers. But overall, it's been a good year. It was a good year, and a lot of people they're grousing and second guessing Kevin McHale over game number six. But the bottom line is, it was a great season, and we did a whole lot better than a lot of people anticipated. If you were to do a little poll before the season began, very few people would have given us a snowball's chance of making the playoffs. And with James Harden's acquisition, not only did we play in the playoffs, we played well, and we made the city proud.
Yeah, I think that folks rallied around the idea of having a powerhouse such as he, somebody as tenacious and explosive and a good performer.
No question about it. Before we go any further, I want to acknowledge the fact that the Texas Southern has made a key hire in their athletic department. Cynthia Cooper-Dyke, the Hall of Fame basketball coach, was the head coach of the Lady Tigers basketball team. She went on to bigger and better things. She's a head coach at the alma mater, USC. Mm. But before she left, she laid the foundation. The TSU women's basketball team had the most successful season they've ever had in their history. And carrying on that legacy, they just hired a local young lady who was the assistant coach on Cynthia's staff, a young lady named Janetta Hayes Perry. The nice thing I like about Coach is not only is she experienced, but she's a young lady that's of local origin. She went to Sterling High School, HISD, went on and got an education at Rice, got a master's degree at Prairie View, and I'm kind of looking forward to having a local person in a key position to inspire our young ladies to do bigger and better things, not only athletically, but academically as well.
Yeah, that is so very important. The Texans have been doing a lot of acquiring recently.
Yeah, a week ago today, the draft concluded. They acquired some talent that I think is going to be real, real critical for us to hopefully take the next step up. Of course, we made the playoffs, went to the second round of the playoffs for the second consecutive year, and we were virtually embarrassed by New England. So some of the more pressing issues, the easiest way to fill holes, well, number one is free agency. We acquired Ed Reed, the Hall of Famer in waiting at safety. And next is the draft, acquiring young players. And I'm pretty excited. They, at the top of the draft, DeAndre Hopkins, a sensational wide receiver out of Clemson, very, very productive throughout his college career in Clemson, was a top pick. He feels a need that was extremely glaring. He'll be the starting wide receiver opposite Andre Johnson. That story is in the Houston Defender on newsstands right now. Had the chance to meet him and his wife last week. Really a great story of triumph over tragedy. You know, father dying in a car wreck when he was around 6 years old. Mother has been through some personal tragedies, but, you know, they've stood by, and now they're in a position to have big-time success. Also drafted a kid in the second round out of the University of South Carolina. Undoubtedly, they like that state. A young guy named DJ Swearingen, who should be an outstanding acquisition at the safety position. So, you know, things are starting to shape up. You know, even though it's May, we start thinking about football in the NFL. They'll start rookie mini camp coming up in the middle of this week, and then you'll have a series of organized team activities, and then a mini camp for veterans coming up probably around the beginning of June. So it's never a bad time to talk about football here in Houston, and certainly the Texans are taking the steps that are necessary in the offseason to get better and hopefully, you know, eventually get us to the spot to where we can legitimately talk about Super Bowl.
Yeah, I've heard they've spent some pretty good odds giving them to reaching the Super Bowl this year.
Yeah, I'm not a big gambling guy, but I do know that they're rated one of the higher rated teams as far as the odds makers are concerned.
Yeah.
With getting a chance. So if you got a friend that you could call a bookie, you can put down a few coins and perhaps make yourself some money. While you're out in Vegas, hopefully our guys that went out to the big fight last night, hopefully they made it back safe and sound. I had a lot of friends that go out for the big Money Mayweather fight last night. He punished another young man for 12 rounds, one unanimous decision over the Ghost Guerrero.
He didn't show up, huh?
Well, I feel sorry for Guerrero because his dad talked a lot and said some things about Floyd's dad and about Floyd being a woman beater. And unfortunately, he wrote a check that his son's ability couldn't cash because he was brutally punished last night for 12 rounds. Mm-hmm. But it's always entertaining to see Floyd Mayweather in action.
Kentucky Derby yesterday.
Yeah. Absolutely. A little bit disappointed there. It was an African-American jockey.
Kevin
Critter. Yeah, that had great odds, was on a great horse. But unfortunately, his horse didn't perform very well. It was real, real muddy conditions. And I think that's just not a condition that his horse is used to or suited for. And, you know, thoroughbreds are really, really intelligent beings, very temperamental. And sometimes it's not just the jockey. The horse has to feel like running with mud in his face. And
gotta be
those conditions and just didn't perform well, but the young man Stiggers is an outstanding young jockey out of the Virgin Islands, and I suspect there are two more legs left in the Triple Crown, the Belmont Stakes, I think is coming up next, so we anticipate, we haven't heard the last of him, just didn't win the first jewel of the Triple Crown, which is the Kentucky Derby.
Yeah.
A lot of African Americans at the races. Got a text from my good friend Tony Wiley, Executive Vice President of Communications. He and RG3 took the owner's company jet down to Louisville, and he sent me some pictures. So I understand Tom Joyner, he mentioned on his show that he was going to be there, and Star Jones. So it's nice. Saw some pictures with all the ladies in their church hats and all the guys wearing seersucker and linen. We should have been there, Jay.
But, you know, well, I recently found out, not to cut you off, Doc, about the early history of the Kentucky Derby and African-American jocks. Jockeys
were dominant.
Oh yeah,
they used to be dominant until the white folks found out that you know, we paying these guys a lot of money to ride these horses, and why are we giving these slaves or recently freed slaves all this money? We should be training our guys to make this money as well. So I think it's been 110 years since an African-American jockey has been aboard a winner at the Kentucky Derby. But hopefully that's changing. The young man Stiggers, I think he's going to be around for a while. We haven't seen the last of him in major races. And, you know, it takes a while. You know, there's so many different variables that go into winning. Obviously, he had a great horse, but his horse didn't run well in the weather conditions. But, I mean, that, again, just like Tiger Woods in boxing or the Williams sisters in tennis, it gives us a reason to watch and pull for somebody. We've literally have a horse in the race.
Mm. Yeah, that's the...
And Jay, we should have been there, man. I don't know what happened. I could get you credentials, ooh, but well, all you had to come up with is airfare, and you couldn't do that.
So. Isn't that your theme of 2013, get in there?
That's the theme, and you know that's my theme.
I was on the air. I couldn't get off the air yesterday. That's what it was.
A likely excuse, pal.
Let's talk about high school sports.
Yeah, it's that time of the year. I'm pretty excited. The track and baseball are the dominant themes, and the state track meet is this coming weekend up in Austin. It begins on Friday. Some fabulous individuals will be running. Cameron Burrell out of Ridgepoint, the fastest sprinter in the nation. Of course, he's the son of a former Olympian and gold medalist and world's fastest human being, Leroy Burrell, who's the coach at University of Houston. So there's going to always some explosive athletes coming from the greater Houston area, Fort Bend, Cy-Fair, HISD. All of the area high schools have some outstanding performers. So that's going to be a big weekend of track and field next weekend in Austin. And, you know, obviously everybody's excited because there's nothing. If we like horses, we certainly like to see young people run fast, jump high, and when you combine the guys from the Houston area along with Dallas, Dallas always has a ridiculously fast crop of young people. It'll fulfill the need for speed if you're in Austin next weekend for the state track meet.
Wow. The need for speed. I didn't know Dallas had so many.
Dallas has some kids that easily rival Houston. My daughter runs youth track, and she runs JV track over at Hightower, and we run into those guys at the state regional track meets all the time. Even for the TSU relays, there were two or three teams from Lancaster and DeSoto come down for the TSU relays, and they were extremely impressive. So the track and field business is alive and well. Some of the fastest young people in the entire world are based right here in the state of Texas, and some of them right here in the greater Houston area.
Wow. Well, that's good. You're thinking we've covered most things.
The Astros. I wanted to mention something about the Astros. I mentioned in my notes in the Defender this week that although the Astros aren't playing particularly well on the field, off the field, they continue to do big things. Recently, the Astros Foundation, which is one of the charitable arms of the Houston Astros, invited a large group of young people that participate in their Urban Youth Academy out in the Acres Homes to a private showing of the movie 42. And they had some of the old Astro legends like Jim Wynn come in, and they did a roundtable discussion after the film and, you know, provided refreshments and everything and asked them what they thought about that entire experience. So, and they're slated to take another large group of kids from the Urban Youth Academy to the same thing, you know, later this month in May. So there'll be two groups of young people, predominantly African-American and Hispanic, that the Astro Foundation has reached out to, sharing the story of Major League Baseball, sharing the story of inclusion and integration with Jackie Robinson. And even though they haven't won yet on the field, I think it's important to acknowledge the positive things that they're doing behind the scenes with our young people, introducing them to the sport. They have a organization called the Community Leaders, where some of the top Fortune 500 companies in the city have adopted about 8 or 9 Houston area parks and have renovated the baseball and softball fields so that young people have a safe place to go and play baseball, places like Sunnyside Park and out on the east side and all over town. So you want to give credit where credit is due. And when you get a chance, go out to the Astros. It's still, they're not playing very well, but the Detroit Tigers in town. I'm headed to the ballpark after the game.
Extra ticket?
No, extra tickets. You got to ask me in advance. You can't ask me when I'm getting ready to go. But if you had asked me, try to make me look bad. I really don't appreciate it.
One last question, Max. Is it true that the Houston Arrows are leaving?
Yes, the Houston Arrows are leaving. And, you know, well, the last person that's really excited about that, you know, stand up and clap their hands. You know, obviously, it's always difficult for a sport like hockey. In a warm weather city like this, they had a small cult following, but I think they're moving to Des Moines, Iowa, where they'll be a lot more happy and what the hell else do they have to do in Des Moines but go to see minor league hockey. So don't forget the theme.
And the dynamo.
Get in there. Get in there, man. That's the theme for 2013. We can solve all the problems
get in
that
there.
The world faces by just doing the wobble collectively together. left wing, right wing, Democrat, Republican, if all the folks at the NRA would quit clowning and just start wobbling, then we could get some intelligent gun legislation. But you got to get in there, though, Val. You got to get in there, baby.
I'm working on it.
Wobble a little bit for us.
Yeah, got to get in the game. Okay, Max Edison, I want to thank you for being a part of the program. Of course, I want to thank all of our guests and, of course, our own Max Edison of the Defender Network Sports. Yeah, that big show today.
DefenderNetwork.com. Houston's leading black information source, DefenderNetwork.com. And you can also follow me. I'm starting to tweet a little bit more now at It's Max Edison. Hashtag It's Max Edison. Following me on Twitter. We're not doing a whole lot of stuff. Just a little something, something. You know,
and that's a print information source. We're the leading source.
Well, that's a matter of opinion. Yeah, we're older than you guys. We're 85 years old. But you guys do a good job in your lane.
Okay, all right. Well, that's going to wrap it up.